Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start by contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 100. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 100. My part is essential to God's plan for salvation. Just as God's Son completes His Father, so your part in it completes your Father's plan. Salvation must reverse the mad belief in separate thoughts and separate bodies, which lead separate lives and go their separate ways. One function shared by separate minds unites them in one purpose. For each one of them is equally essential to the all. God's will for you is perfect happiness. Why should you choose to go against His will? The part that He has saved for you to take in working out His plan is given you that you might be restored to what He wills. This part is as essential to His plan as to your happiness. Your joy must be complete to let His plan be understood by those to whom He sends you. They will see their function in your shining face and hear God calling to them in your happy laugh. You are indeed essential to God's plan. Just as your light increases every light that shines in heaven, so your joy on earth calls to all minds to let their sorrow go and take their place beside you in God's plan. God's messengers are joyous, and their joy heals sorrow and despair. They are the proof that God wills perfect happiness for all who will accept their Father's gifts as theirs. We will not let ourselves be sad today, for if we do, we failed to take the part that is essential to God's plan, as well as to our vision. Sadness is the sign that you would play another part instead of what has been assigned to you by God. Thus do you fail to show the world how great the happiness He wills for you. And so you do not recognize that it is yours. Today we will attempt to understand joy is our function here. If you are sad, your part is unfulfilled, and all the world is thus deprived of joy along with you. God asks you to be happy so the world can see how much He loves His Son and wills no sorrow rises to abate His joy. No fear besets Him to disturb His peace. You are God's messenger today. You bring His happiness to all you look upon. Bringing His peace to everyone who looks on you and sees His message in your happy face. My part is essential to God's plan for salvation. My part is essential to God's plan for salvation. My part is to let go of all the false beliefs, the collection of false beliefs which we call the ego. And in doing that, I return to joy and peace. This lesson isn't asking me to stuff down my feelings, to pretend they don't exist, and pretend to be happy and joyful. This lesson is asking me to uncover the false beliefs, to see they hide the joy and peace. Through uncovering, I return to the truth of what I am. I can't go out into the world and spread only joy and peace. If I am stuffing down and hiding these false beliefs, my part in salvation is to uncover them and allow myself to feel the joy that remains when they are gone. And then I can go out with only joy in my heart. Because I can see past the false belief system of everyone else as well as my own. It's the same false beliefs I held that they hold, just configured in different ways. Once I can see this with vision, from looking from a perspective of the truth of who I am. I can go out into the world offering only smiles, with the knowing that they are whole and healed. They may be tricked by the false beliefs, but I know who they really are. My part is essential to God's plan for salvation. If I do not uncover these false beliefs and let them go, I haven't done my part in God's plan. My part is to be diligent, to look at these thoughts that cause me to feel anything other than joy and peace, to look at them honestly, with the desire to fulfill my part of God's plan and return to joy and peace. Holy Spirit, help me today to be diligent, to look at the thoughts that don't bring me joy and peace, and to shine the light on them with you so I can let them go. So I can hold only thoughts that do bring me joy and peace. So that I can share them with the one mind, my brothers and sisters. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, let us remember the feeling of joy and peace. Let this feeling not be alien to us, because it is our nature. It is our nature to be happy and peaceful. Today we practice feeling our nature of joy and peace. We bring to mind a thought that makes us happy. And we feel that happiness in the body. And then we let go of the thought and have only the feeling of joy and peace. With a clear, quiet mind, feeling the joy, feeling the peace. And we notice it is a completeness. We are completely whole in this feeling. This feeling is our nature. It is what we are. It is what we always are. when we allow ourselves to return home. Thank you for joining with me. In the honesty and completeness of our natural peace. Namaste.